Being back into open session, Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge? Okay, I have one announcement out of closed session. The board, by a majority vote of 6-4 and 0 against, passed confidential resolution number 2013-14-09 to dismiss one classified employee. Voting for the resolution were members Mr. Crawford, Mr. Rex, Mr. Fleury, Mr. Harris, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Boom. I'll turn it over at this time to our student representative to the board, Yasmin Munoz, for her student reports.
So I have the LHS report today. So our old business is we had Club Rush on September 11th and freshman elections on Friday the 13th. Our upcoming events are grad fair, senior cap and gown announcements, info, and that will be this Thursday. President's Council on Friday. We also have a football game this Friday against Pioneer, and it's an away game. Senate meeting October 2nd, and we have makeup pictures on October 3rd.
Thank you. I'd like to ask the board to step down front for our recognitions, please.
It is my pleasure to introduce Jill Segner, the principal at Cedar Lane Elementary School, where she has several awards to present tonight.
Thank you. I start at the beginning, okay? Oh, I couldn't see the name. It's right there, really.
Right on top.
Yeah.
Our certificated A-plus employee award goes to Gian Sitter. Come on up. Gian is a special education teacher, and she works tirelessly with our kids to lift them up and educate them, and our students are better because of her. Thank you. Our community, A-plus school community partner is the Restoration Community Church. Pastor Joan, come on up. If you didn't know, the Restoration Community Church is across the street from Cedar Lane. And while we don't have a one-to-one relationship, she takes care of our community, and our community is better served because of her actions, and we are very, very happy and proud to present you with this award. Thank you.
Now we'll move on to our school report from Cedar Lane Elementary.
Good evening. I'd like to introduce our staff that was able to be with us here tonight. Please stand. You know Gian, special ed teacher. Teresa Cowan-Fader, she's a sixth grade teacher, brand new to Cedar Lane and brand new to the district this year, in an official capacity. Teresa Bradley, longtime teacher. She's teaching second grade. Jennifer Bradford, who is a TK teacher, brand new to the district. And Gary Hall, back at Cedar Lane after a little 1 year stint at Arboga. And we're glad to have him back. Thank you. So I'm going to show you a very brief video. Last year I had a couple of sixth graders that were proficient in reading and math, and they were getting their work done. And so the teacher said, Dr. Lem is our RSP teacher, I have kids that need a special project. So they decided to put together a sixth grade end of the year program. Okay. Here we go. Is it working? Oh, there it goes.
You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Thank you.
So do you have any questions for me?
Just a comment. It's nice to see all the application skills in that film, because that's the highest form of thinking is when
right.
you can actually apply what you've learned.
Yeah, very excited about it. No more?
Your little school is always one of my favorite to visit.
Thank you. You're welcome to come visit us anytime.
Thank you.
It's a gem in our neighborhood.
It's
clean. It's beautiful. It's well taken care of. And it doesn't take, it's not just Cedar Lane. It's all of the departments at the district that help us keep it that way.
It's kind of like a trip back in time with a tetherball and kickball. I really enjoy it.
Thank you. You're so welcome to come out anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's amazing. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's amazing to see how it's expanded since I went there a million years ago.
Yeah.
And it's very well maintained and it looks good.
Thank you. We're doing a program called PBIS, which is a behavior management system this year, and we're having huge positive effects on our campus on behavior and getting kids to understand that bad behavior isn't acceptable and positive behavior has its rewards in itself. And so we're very, very happy with the program and plan to continue it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have a presentation from Educational Services, the annual assessment results. Lenny Tate.
Hello. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. This is an annual report that we do every year for corrective action. Our district is in corrective action because we are in program improvement year 3. And so every year we provide the last year's assessment results to you. And so that's what you're going to have before you. This year I was able to get the report almost put together for this date, so I gave you a copy of that as well. The first paper that you see there that has all of those beautiful colors on it, those are just basically your subgroup scores for last year, how each of those, everybody scored in English, language, arts, and math. The next paper that you have is basically our answers in regards to what are our actions and our strategies that we do in our district to try to help our students achieve that amazing goal of every student in the district being at 100% proficiency. When you look through the data, what you're going to see is that last year we did take a dip in most of our areas, but overall you can see that we continue to grow. Our students continue to get better and better. So if you have any particular questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But other than that, that's how short and sweet it was.
Any questions? No, it'd be... Yeah, once we digest this, maybe, yeah, we could call you.
If you guys have any questions and you don't want to have to read through it, just give me a call and I'll pull it up for you. So I know that's a lot of information, but I wanted to share it with you since we had it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, thank you.
Any comments from board members? Mr. Miller. Mr. Rex.
It's getting dark earlier and earlier, and getting up is harder and harder for those teachers, you know. But I remember it well. I went to the faculty meeting in Marysville, and I thought, I remember this darkness, starting in darkness to get there for a 7 o'clock meeting. Okay, but it looks like everything's running well in the schools that I've visited, so sounds good.
Mr. Fleury.
Today I had a chance to visit Lyndhurst High School. I didn't have to call Mr. Eckert. He called me, wanted me to visit. Take me around. We went from one end to the other, spent about 2 hours. The campus really looks good. I guess district resources went in there and helped. Got rid of some areas that needed to be upgraded. The fields look great. He took me to the Snack Shack, Keezer's Corner, I guess, kind of what they call it. It was great. I went into the classes. Kids were on task. I asked my usual question, what do you like about the school? And if you could change one thing, what could you change? Again, they talked about the staff being so caring and giving. A lot of them didn't have very much they would change. They were happy there. So I was very pleased. It was a very good visit. That's my first one to visit. Also, I would like to introduce some constituents of mine that are visiting. Cheryl Cozad used to be on this board how many years ago?
Just like yesterday.
Yeah. Her husband, Carl, who also I had their son, Kevin, in the fifth grade. He's now 32, I'm afraid. Right? And Mrs. Nadine Cozad, who also her husband used to be on the board. Is that correct? And was also a supervisor and her daughter. I don't know her. What's your daughter's name? I'm sorry. Vicky.
Okay, Mr. Harris.
No,
Mr. Crawford.
It's nice to see the Cozads. I was an employee back in those days, but I remember you well. Nice to see you.
Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Good evening. I just have one brief thing. I understand that there are mixed feelings about whether or not Common Core is a good thing or not, even among teachers. I would just, as the MUTA president, I would like to caution our board members from encouraging our teachers to be insubordinate. We do have to implement Common Core. That's our job. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Operating Engineers, Local Union 3. California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. No public comment cards. Superintendent's report, Dr. Todd.
Thank you. Wanted to also say that I have had the pleasure of chatting with Mrs. Cozad on two separate occasions, working on the property line of her property at Ellis School. And so we continue those discussions, and as I shared with the board, there are a couple of concerns, but certainly we're going to research those and hopefully move forward very quickly so we can have it resolved. And Angela Stiegel, once again, is in the back of the room, but she's not the one I'm going to call out. For some reason, I saw you, and I just said that name, and you're the wrong one. So sorry about that. It is Bonnie McGill. Bonnie McGill has a field trip. Sorry, Angela. Yeah. Yes, you're going Wednesday for 3 days. You'll be going with Mrs. McGill's class up to the 2013 Forestry Challenge, and Bonnie has given me a very wonderful letter saying that she realizes that this is only one day away, and they will be leaving tomorrow morning, and asks that the board consider approving this, even though it is an overnight field trip that requires a 30-day notice. She does have all of her paperwork in order, and I have a promise in writing, which is what I required from her this time, that she will never, ever, ever, ever do this again. And if she does, she knows that it will be denied. So I always have to stop and think that we do have rules for a reason. It is important that we follow them, but at the same time, I want to be able to temper that with an experience of a lifetime for these five students. And so I would ask the board this one last time, at my request, to approve this field trip for Mrs. McGill and her five students. And she does know now she will not get this kind of a pardon ever again. So unless the board tells me no, I think the bus is leaving at 8 in the morning, so she does promise, and I did make her put it in writing. It's on official FFA Marysville High School letterhead, and so it is in the file, and it's also on file with Jamie Larson, who also screens these. Longer than 30 days.
Where is it at?
It is up in Shasta National Forest. It's the ROP Natural Resources. It's the Forestry Challenge Team. They are going up, as I said, for 4 days, 3 nights in beautiful Shasta area. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz, or I would have read this again, but they are going up, and it's to do with forestry products and how there are careers in forestry within our area. It's researching that, and it also goes along with some of the students' actual FFA projects that they do, talking about natural resources and how we harness those. And so it is an educational field trip.
They still get permission slips from all the other teachers?
Absolutely.
No extra liabilities?
All other aspects of this have been dealt with last Thursday, came to my desk yesterday, and to you tonight. So,
This isn't just a fishing trip in disguise, is it?
There could be some trout fishing. I'm not sure, but yeah. Yeah, it's not a vacation. They really do work. It is jam-packed with educational opportunities. But I will tell you, the exceptions are over. Okay? Anyone, absolutely no gay, throw yourself in front of the van leaving tomorrow morning.
Just as long as there's no liability.
No, no. Everything else is taken care of. They've jumped through all of those hoops. They just missed the timeline. She is submitting her January and then her March field trips to me next week, so she's going to make up for it.
She going to be in town at all?
She'll be back.
Make a motion.
Well, we don't need a motion unless just an objection is all that we need. It's not an agendized item because it didn't meet the timelines, or it would have been on there.
That's right.
And then one last thing, I've asked Romero, since he now supervises transportation, to give you some good news on the horizon with transportation.
See, Angela, I mean, it's not, you're not unique. I can't wait for the...
And actually, just real briefly, we're hoping that by our next meeting we'll be bringing you information regarding the acquisition of 2 new buses. As Transportation Department Director Scott Lane is applying for 2 additional grants, which will enable the district to replace its 2 oldest Crown buses. For those of you that know brand names for buses, the grants do require a district match of $25,000 each, but Mr. Lane is exploring all avenues and angles to get the buses free and clear. So hopefully at our next board meeting we'll have good news about the grant awards.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. Thank you, Mr. Carrion. We'll move on to approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of September 10th, 2013. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rex. And all those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Consent agenda. Does anybody want anything pulled on the consent? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. And all those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. There's no old business. Move on to new business. This is Board of Trustees, number 1, 2013, Governance Handbook. We're going to table that for a later date. Move on to Business Services, number 1, Resolution 2013-14-10, Education Protection Account. Mr. Alvear?
Yes, thank you. This is actually the same item, similar item to what the Board approved for 12-13. The agenda briefing, there is some backup in the agenda. We are now required to do this because of the EPA, the Education Protection Account, which was formed as a part of Proposition 30, which was passed by the voters. It is not new money to the district. However, we have to account for it separately by law. And at a prior meeting, the board did approve a similar report for the 12-13 fiscal year, and this is our estimate for 13-14. So I would ask for approval so we can comply with the rules.
Any questions, comments? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rex. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Move on to nutritional services. This is a resolution 2013-14-11, nutritional school lunch week.
Yes, thank you. Good evening again. This is our opportunity to recognize and proclaim the National School Lunch Week through this resolution and agenda items. And so if there are any questions, our Director of Nutrition, Child Nutrition Services is here. But at any rate, we would recommend that the board approve this resolution so that the activities can go forward.
Any questions?
Somebody have a question? Make her stand up. No.
I'd like to move to approve.
Okay, motion by Mr. Crawford to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. And that is the last item on the agenda. Short meeting. Meeting's adjourned.